You're listening to a Mutiny Transmission.
You can find more podcasts, videos, books, comics, and records online at mutinyinfocafe.com.
Or just stop in the store in Denver and have a coffee sometime.
Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise happens to be...
What is this show, Noah?
Man.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and special guests.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have...
You don't look so good.
I'm sick and tired of not having popcorn when I want it.
Why don't you just bring it from home?
The amount I want? I would need a garbage bag of this stuff. I just don't know what to do.
Are you sick and tired of not having popcorn when you need it? Embarrassed from lugging around that huge black trash bag when you bring your own popcorn from home? It's popcorn, not pop porn. Why hide your delicious secret when you could take your popcorn with you? Pop on the go with Jiffy Pants. It's the popcorn you pop in your pants.
Wait a minute. Are you saying I could have fresh made popcorn anytime I want?
That sounds too good to be true.
That's right. Jiffy Pants is popcorn you want wherever you go. When that popcorn craving hits, you don't have time to wonder where you're going to get your next fix.
You're telling me.
Uh-oh. I feel a craving coming on. I wish I had some of that popcorn right now.
The wait is finally over with Jiffy Pants. Popcorn here and popcorn now. If you're not at the fair, the zoo, the movies, an outlet mall, the grocery store, some domestic beaches, shopping online, or hanging at home, you're going to be hard-pressed to find the delicious, salty, buttery, crunchy popcorn that you love. Wouldn't it be nice to have it on you at all times? With Jiffy Pants, you take the popcorn with you. In your pants!
Won't people notice? I'm all for hot snacks, but in my pants? How would that even work?
Yeah, I mean, I work hard to make sure that what I'm wearing looks good on me. Where am I going to keep popcorn in these tight yoga pants?
Simple. Jiffy Pants uses space-age technology. Our patented design securely and discreetly mounts a hot popcorn popper in the warm depths of your nether region, isolating the heat of your body's core temperature to warm the corn.
Okay. I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm curious. How is science going to help me with my problems?
Let's face it. There's nothing more stressful than being without popcorn. And the scientists at Jiffy Pop University discovered a way of using the heat and sweat caused by stress to pop a container of popcorn fastened to your pants. When you're ready for that fresh, aromatic blend of savory flavor, just hit the button on the front. Within a few short moments, the snack sack, trademark, will begin to fill with fluffy kernels of that light and crunchy snack. As the snack sack balloons from between your legs, simply use the convenient zipper hole in the front of your sack to access your wonderful treat.
Sure, it sounds amazing, but how does it look?
Yeah, how does it look? The way you've described it, it sounds like Jiffy Pants is a hot, steaming sack that hangs between your legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already got one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Won't people stare?
Mm-hmm.
Jiffy Pants has collaborated with some of today's top designers to make sure that your steaming, hot snack sack looks as good as the yummy, chummy goodness that's filled inside. Lululemon, Michael Kors, Sears. These are just some of the designers that inspired Jiffy Pants' fresh look.
Wow. It sounds like, it looks like, it sounds really good. Jiffy Pants sounds like the real deal.
Bring popcorn with you anywhere you go, and no one will know. Jiffy Pants is popcorn that pops in your pants.
I can't wait to wear a pair of Jiffy Pants on my next date.
You're gonna look as good as you smell with Jiffy Pants, the popcorn you pop in your pants.
Jiffy Pants is a trademarked, registered product of Poppy Pants International. Jiffy Pants is not liable for burns, cuts, bruises, scrapes, hemorrhages, tumors, cancer, heart disease, strokes, anxiety, depression, amputation, diarrhea, diabetes, bloating caused from the use, misuse, consumption, binging, purging, wearing, looking, or touching of this product. Jiffy Pants is not fit for children under 6.5 feet tall.
This isn't a real thing, right?
Have you done a lot of podcasts?
I've done a few podcasts, yes.
Okay. We...
we could continue that.
We started it.
The podcast?
And
we don't do it very often.
You don't do the podcast very often?
We did for a while.
It doesn't,
we had like,
doesn't seem like it. It seems like you guys are real on top of
it. Does
things.
It seem like we're unprepared for this?
A little bit.
Because
yeah,
of the because of this.
About popcorn. It's like I brought popcorn.
Yeah, and this is absolutely the most uncomfortable I've ever felt doing a podcast.
Huh.
Physically uncomfortable.
Have you
we
ever
don't get that note a lot.
Actually,
so that is. So
I get that after people leave.
Interesting. I haven't heard that. So. This is shocking to me. This is the podcast is already starting on a sour note.
No. It might be this kombucha.
It might be the fact that we didn't get it set up for 25 minutes and then
you're overestimating.
And then you
it was
botched,
15 minutes
and then you botched your lines.
Ben Kronberg was here to entertain our guest. And that
yeah.
was fun.
It was fun.
And it was nice. You guys haven't seen each
yeah,
other
guys,
in what?
No,
months?
It's
years?
Been about a year maybe.
Where did you last see him?
Los Angeles, California.
Where the dreams.
The LA.
The LA.
LA dreams.
Yeah. He was out there hitchhiking, begging for money or whatever he was doing, right?
I think he was probably doing shows.
That, right.
Yeah, they pass around a collection hat
yes.
when you do shows.
That's
he
right.
he had a Comedy
Ed
Central
Gospel
special.
Churches.
Did you ever talk to him about that?
No, I mean, I've talked to him about his last Comic Standing.
Oh, yeah, that he was on national television.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was fun to watch. He's also did an episode with us about traveling.
Tight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Traveling expert.
He was.
Is that what
self-proclaimed?
That's what we're going to talk about today. That's our episode. We have Steve Gillespie here
Hi.
Talking to us about Ben Kronberg.
I am an expert on Ben Kronberg,
who he hasn't seen until today, a year
oh,
ago.
But I've been studying him.
He
yeah,
sure
yeah.
has. He
from,
sure has.
From a distance.
That's
watch.
The only way
safely,
you can. That's the only way you
distance.
Can study him. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we got Steve Gillespie
hey,
here,
guys.
Who I just met today. How fun. One of the many
you're not,
talented.
You're not supposed to
excuse
reveal.
Me, you're
uh-huh.
actually one of the many talented headliners coming to this great city. You were going to say something, but I'm going to
yeah,
go ahead and don't go
do
ahead
it.
And don't say something. and
why
this is one. Where are you originally from, Steve?
I grew up in Ripon, Wisconsin, tiny little town, and then
Midwestern.
Midwestern boy, and then I'm.
That's a prerequisite on this show.
Just let him talk.
Minneapolis,
okay.
Minnesota, and that's
cool.
where I started doing stand-up comedy.
Great comedy city.
Yep.
My brother goes to school in Minnesota.
And then I went to Los Angeles
he didn't
for
want, he
5
did
years,
not.
And then I split time between here and Los Angeles now.
Nice.
Yep.
Do you have an apartment there?
I do have a place there, yeah.
Where do you? Where
not
is
an
it?
Apartment.
Not yeah. an apartment. It's a place. I'd call it a place. A
it's
place where I have a place to put my head down.
It's a WeWork.
Los Feliz, Eagle Rock, Glendale,
are you just naming places
Pasadena?
You know?
I'm just asking if those are the places you live.
Bollywood,
I've walked
Hollywood.
Around in those places.
Dope.
I live in a little place called West L.A.
Nice.
A.K.A. Brentwood.
That's
AKA
where all the Nazis live.
La Brea and
La Brea. Addis. There's an improv there. I know that. Anyway.
You know a lot.
My brother
know.
Goes to school in Minnesota.
Does he?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Northfield?
I have. That's where St. Olaf.
That's exactly where he
is
goes.
Is that where he goes?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a musician?
No.
It's a big music school.
It's also they have a good,
they have a good choir.
Cross country team.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're all right. I ran cross country and track in
did
college.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you
in college you did?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to college?
University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point.
Wow. Ooh. Oh, yours is more
oh,
new.
Is that where? Is that where? That's where Stephen Avery of Making a Murderer went, isn't it?
I don't think he went to college.
That's what I meant to say. He, didn't
he was
go to
at a college.
He
the same as
college.
You have a place in
lurked
LA.
Around
we
a college.
We had shared a dorm together.
Yeah. he was walking around a college at one point.
Yeah. No. Stephen Avery is out in Menominee, I believe. Right?
Out there on
that's
the northwest coast.
Menominee Falls?
Yeah. It's like M-N-E-O-M-N-E. It just repeats.
Is that what it is? No. Is that what it is? I don't know. It's out on the east side
mm-hmm.
of the state.
That's yeah. what I thought.
Closer to Wisconsin.
Manitowoc.
That's it.
Manitowoc.
And then you got La Crosse and then Milwaukee, of course.
Yeah, of course. And Madison, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Another
of course.
Great club.
Is anybody talking
there.
About Eau Claire at all?
I did it's my like last album at my
that's great.
My last
that's
album
awesome.
At the Madison Comedy Club on State.
Mark Norman.
That album hit number one on iTunes. If you want to get it, it's on iTunes. It's called Alive
and
on State.
It's called, here we got we got the actual name. It's Steve Gillespie, Poo Poo Pee Pee. Live in Madison, Wisconsin.
Poo poo PvP.
And what came you? What? How did you get the inspiration for that title?
Well, I know everybody poopies and everybody pee-pees.
That's awesome. It's
and
so
thought,
is true. It's so relatable.
I thought that people could relate to it. Yeah,
that's so cool.
It's funny when you do it the best of everybody.
Yeah, I do the poo poo and the pee and pee and better than anyone.
That's
yeah.
really cool.
And that bit's like 15 minutes long, isn't it?
The poo poo and pee
yeah.
bit. Yeah, it's the whole album.
Yeah.
It would be funny if during that somebody's knocking on the door. Get out of there with your poo-poo and pee-pee.
No, I wouldn't. You suck. You're sucking today. Let's start the conversation. I'm facilitating today.
Well, I kind of hate that, but yeah, that's fine.
Of course. What is a what is the topic?
Today's topic, Steve, is do you know the premise of the show? Did we go over that enough?
Yes.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah, I get it.
Noah's young, I'm old, you're the expert.
I'm the expert.
And today you're talking about, and you're going to like this, Noah. Mm. Even though we did recently have an episode in a similar vein, it was not the same.
No.
What was the other episode?
The other episode was gambling.
Ah.
But more like spets betting, sports.
Spets betting? Yeah, I wouldn't consider what I do gambling.
Sports betting, really. Yeah. What you do.
Money running. Very specifically.
Right. Yeah. For
bookying
sport.
Or whatever.
What Steve does and what he's going to talk to us about without showing too many cards.
Love it.
This is going to talk about poker.
Specifically, No Limit Hold'em.
Oh.
Sure.
That's what I play.
From Texas. Or.
From what?
From Texas. Texas, No Limit Hold.
Oh, Texas, got it.
I didn't get it either. So,
because you guys don't speak Spanish,
right?
That's how you say Texas, Tejas.
Yeah,
X is H in Spanish.
Well, it's spelled with a J.
Don't they call it home?
Is that funny to you?
I thought so.
Well, I mean, half of the table loves it.
I mean, it's ignorant and incorrect.
If you're crushing with everybody, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, you can't win
2/3
them all.
2/3 is not everybody, by the way.
My 2/3, you
inherently.
Know what I mean?
Cool. So,
so let's get started.
So yeah. You got the 2, the 3, the 4,
mm-hmm.
the 5. Mm-hmm.
You didn't prepare anything, did you?
The 7,
mm.
the 8, the 9,
mm.
the 10,
mm.
the Jack,
mm.
the Queen,
mm.
the King,
mm-hmm.
the Ace.
Let me ask you this.
What's up?
What drew you in to
was that
card
right?
playing?
honestly, it was right around when I was in grad school and
I have a master's degree
in economics.
Jesus
what?
Christ!
How about Marketplace on NPR? Do you like that show?
No, I don't. I'm done with that. I'm done with all of it.
What a stupid question!
I use all my skills. For other things now, but no,
counting cards, for example,
economics would have been a good topic.
I mean, there's a fair amount of math involved in playing No Limit Hold'em. But anyway, yeah, I just got into it. It was right around the poker boom. Do you guys remember the year?
Yeah, early 2000s.
Yeah, there was a big poker boom, and it started putting it on television. And then there was thousands and thousands and thousands of people playing online all over the world. And it was just something that I was interested in and started to read books about it and study it and then learned how to play and then played a lot and then started to get fairly good at it. And
what an interesting meeting of technology and I don't know if you do you
and,
call it a sport?
Degrading or not degrading. Degenerates. Yeah.
Degenerates. Yeah. Because yeah. Because how many games? I have a friend who's not you. He's also live somewhere else.
We're mm-hmm. sort of all friends.
Yeah, I mean, but he's just not here is all. And okay. he would play like 6 or 7 games at once.
Yeah, you
for
can
for hours
Christ.
On end.
Online, yeah, you online. Can play. I don't typically do that. I maybe play 2 or 3 at once, but depends. So.
So what did you like about it? Were you playing like with your friends and then you started getting a little carried away?
No, I've played a few home games, but no, it was mostly learning online. And then there was in Minneapolis where I was going to grad school, they had there's a card club there, Canterbury Park, it's called, and they would run tournaments.
What's a card
cash
club?
Cash games. It's a place where it's like a casino where they have they set up poker. So you don't play against the casino, you play against other
people.
They have dealers, the club will basically sets the game up and has the dealers and, you know.
When you're playing in a casino or in a card club, mm-hmm. how do they make money?
They take a rake out of the pot. They call it the rake.
The rake. How much
so
is it a percentage?
It'd be up to 5%.
Is that a lot?
Can be. I mean, 5% is not too bad. You know, if there's a $100 pot, they're taking $5. But usually there's a
Thank
max.
Thank you for putting it into terms that Noah could understand.
Usually there's a max. So like if the pot, it'd be 5% up to $5 typically is what it is.
Do you play in those tournaments often?
Yeah, fairly often. I'll probably play, I don't know, live tournaments. I'll probably play 2 or 3 a month.
Damn.
I didn't know that.
They all vary, various buy-ins, you know, like typically I'll play from somewhere between $100 and maybe $500 buy-in.
And you'll recoup that in most cases?
They call it ITM in the money percentage is 30% at this point.
30%. So
30% of the time I make it into the money. But with tournaments, like let's say there's 100 players, they all buy in for $100. That all that goes into the prize pool. So if you win, you know, you're probably gonna win
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, probably $3,500 to $4,000. So
interesting.
If you can get in the top 5%, you know, 10% of the time, I think is what it would work out to be, somewhere around there, you're gonna be making money.
But you got to do it day in and day out.
Well, just
slaving away at that table.
Yeah, I mean, it depends how much money you want to make. You know, I mean, I do it more for a hobby. I haven't I don't make enough money to live off of, but I've made probably, I don't know.
When are you going to transition into a career?
Like the last 15 years, I've probably made $30,000. Somewhere near there.
Okay, that's not great.
That's pretty
obvious. That's hobby money, for sure.
It's hobby money, yeah.
I mean, how much money have you made off of your trains?
Yeah.
Enough.
You've spent way more money.
Well, Noah, when you sell a good train, then you got to put it back into the train set. You know, you got to get the next best thing.
Yeah, but that's
thing.
Not what you do, is it?
No.
So
but
how
I
does...
I don't like plan for, you know, like I don't want to... Stressful when you're playing for real, real, real money when it's like coming, you know, you're trying to survive off it. That's a whole nother stress level and I don't...
Do you know people that is like are good enough to make it their income? Like poker players?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that do it for...
Are they like
living,
you that they have like some sort of basis in like mathematics or economics or shit like that?
I wouldn't say all of them, but there is a lot of the pros do come from that type of world, you know. There's
that's crazy.
A lot of game theory.
I mean, it makes sense.
So game theory is like this economical term.
That's statistics, isn't it?
Statistics, but it's also based on... A lot of chess players are game theory experts.
Adapters or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
before
yeah.
we move on, I don't know what that is. What is game theory?
I've seen it before.
I've
so
heard about it
like,
in a movie.
Mm-hmm. It's like
Ender's Game.
A theory of a game, basically. So it's based on if you have two players, and it could be more, but it would be so, okay, so if you do this, what's that? What are my options? And then if I do this, what are you going to do? So it starts to be like this predicting of like, okay, if I do this, he's going to do this. If he does that, then I'm going to do this. So it's like... You're setting up your moves, basically.
What's the theory part? That you're
well,
prepared
not.
For anything?
The theory part is, if I do this, I think he's going to do that. He's most likely going to do that. You know what I mean? That's the theory.
Is that how theories work?
Yeah, basically.
I guess.
Yeah. It's like a hypothesis.
A hypothesis.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the theory of evolution?
Yeah. If
and how they hypothesize how that nonsense happens?
If I have generations of children, one day they'll... have a tail.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hypothesis.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So let's say we're playing.
Yeah.
You guys play Hold'em ever?
I
used to play with Noah.
Okay. So you know, you get the basics of the game.
It was Hold'em, but it was strip Hold'em. Right. It was strip poker Hold'em.
Strip poker Hold'em.
They call that Ohio Hold'em.
I'm glad I was not in that game.
Yeah. It was gross for sure.
Dude, I've got some ingrown hairs and things. I have other ingrowns, but the hair is the worst.
Yeah,
and
everyone's folded into you then.
Yeah,
nobody
definitely
could have.
They're like, let's. They wanted me to lift up my skin so they could make sure I didn't hide any cards.
I think your whole head is ingrown.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely could have just left it at it was gross.
You think so? I think we should have talked about it. Why don't you go through the rules of Hold'em?
Well, I don't really want to do that.
Then let me do it.
Well, you get two cards. Right?
Each player gets two cards.
Each player gets two cards, and then there's a betting round before any other cards. So you get your two cards, you go in a circle, there's a button which signifies the dealer, and then there's a small blind and a big blind. That signifies what the betting's at the moment. And then it goes around. Everyone gets a chance to either make a bet or call a bet or fold. And then after that, there's the flop comes out. That's three cards on the board that every player can use.
Community cards.
It's community cards.
So in traditional
there's
poker, you get five cards on initial draw.
That's stud, yeah.
On stud.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you play those cards. You get
yeah.
a...
Yeah. So you get the three community cards. Then there's another round of betting, and the turn comes out. That's one more card. So that's four cards in the community. Another round of betting, and then there's a fifth card comes out, another round of betting, and that's
see,
it.
See, you don't have to explain it, because I didn't understand. I am just going to have to watch a video.
You didn't understand that?
No.
You've never played before?
No, I now that I realize, no, I've played blackjack, and I must have, which is a lot easier, I realize.
Yeah,
not really.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. Yeah.
Not really.
Oh, not really.
I mean, it was. You have to be Rain Man to be good at it.
Yeah, I didn't say I was good at it. I played it, though. You also, there's that other movie with Kevin Spacey. Bummer about that whole stuff.
Space Cadets.
There's a great, the best Hold'em poker movie is Rounders.
You guys,
Rounders?
Yes, I have. I bought it on
Is that
YouTube.
The one with the surfers and...
No, that's Point Break.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Point Break. And that's not the one where they're...
He goes into the bar and he kicks everybody?
No, that's...
Roundhouse.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Roadhouse. Did you say Roundhouse? You idiot. You guys are both fucking morons.
Kick related. You have found us out, and that's going to be a problem. What was that one movie with Ben Affleck?
Toy Story 2?
Yeah. And where they're like illegitimate.
Apollo 13?
What do you call those guys that bet on Wall Street? What are those
Philadelphia.
No,
it's called
Bankers?
Boiler Room. The movie's
no,
called
and
Boiler
Ben Affleck's
Room.
Not in that. That's Giovanni Ribisi.
Really?
Yeah, Boiler Room's tight.
That's a great
movie. It is good. It's Giovanni Ribisi. Vin Diesel's in it.
You guys ever see Flight of the Phoenix with Giovanni Ribisi? He had the blonde hair in that movie. Dennis Quaid also in that movie.
Do you know that Giovanni Ribisi is a Scientologist?
Oh.
Oh, you like him more now, huh, Noah?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How many?
He's a good actor.
He looks like a little alien.
Does
he's a great actor.
He's a good actor. But
did you ever see Sneaky Pete good? I've
I haven't
seen
that.
Neither have I.
What is that one about?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
He's
we
a
both said
Skinny Pete, a real sneaky guy.
Yeah, he does like a bunch of characters. He goes up to some woman's door and he's like, "Hey, I'm your son." No way.
He's like a shyster.
Shyster. That's exactly. I mean, racist term, but that's exactly
is it?
What he
is.
Is.
That a,
no, it's not. But
Jewish
I like
people?
To. No, I like to say it is.
Is it? It sounds like it might be.
It definitely could be.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Gonna start
to anybody
it.
That
no,
offended.
It's not. It definitely is not. But I'm gonna start it.
Where did it come from?
Shyster or
yeah, the term shyster.
Ribisi.
Didn't you have that history? Book
yeah,
you could read from
thank you.
Real quick.
The term shyster and the term schmuck. Where did they both come from? the original where it came from was the pogroms or pogroms in Ukraine, and they'd say, "Oh, look at that schmuck over there running in the street."
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting how you ask the book a question.
I was reading out of the book.
Like it's a computer.
Should we get back to the...
No, no, no.
Do you have favorite poker movie? You mentioned Rounders.
Rounders is probably my favorite poker movie.
Steve Buscemi.
Is that... He's in that?
Nope.
God, you suck.
It's...
I do want to hear real stuff now.
It's Matt Damon.
Oh.
And,
oh, fuck yeah. Matt Damon. Okay, hell yeah. That's a great
the other fucking
too.
Guy? Norm...
McDonald.
No, Norm. What's that guy's name?
I told you already.
No, the other guy.
John,
the guy from Fight
John Malkovich.
The guy, yeah, John Malkovich is in it.
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton.
Thank you.
Why yeah. did I think Steve Buscemi?
He kind of looks like Buscemi a little bit in that movie.
Mm. How do you
kind of
Buscemi.
You could see Buscemi.
Do you know the... I guess it's not poker, but do you know the movie I'm talking about, Kevin Spacey, 21, about the MIT kids?
Yeah,
like,
I haven't seen
Blackjack.
It, though.
I haven't
okay.
seen it.
Or what about... All right, this also is not about poker. It's about a... It's with... Who's the guy who plays the agent in
Cody
Entourage?
Banks.
Okay, let's.
Jeremy Piven.
Thank you. It's
PCU, one of the best movies of all time.
You
Jeremy
think
Piven.
So? Really?
PCU is fucking.
Maybe
that's
I
not
it.
It. That's not the one I'm thinking of.
Such
but
a good
I'm gonna
movie.
Watch
I
it.
Should check it out.
He's a magician. It's called Smoking Aces. Is what it's called.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
That. No, I haven't
okay,
seen it.
Cool.
It's the same movie as.
Oh, you know who's in it? Someone, some famous pop star. Anyway.
What about 21 Jump Street? Is that
ESPN
about?
Really tried to jump on the poker boom, and they made their own scripted sitcom about poker.
Really?
It was fucking awful. Was
really? That sounds like
TV
it would be
shows
good.
I've ever seen.
What
was
it called?
I don't even remember. It was so bad.
Do you think you're too close to the game to really appreciate what they
no,
were getting at? They were probably trying to attract a
I don't
general
it
audience.
Wasn't it that they were like Hollywood up to the game, because they definitely did, but it was just an awful TV show.
Poker truly is, now that I think about it, the... It's got to be the last thing in terms of watching on television, like competitive-wise, on my mind. Because like I would
sure.
even watch golf.
It's very popular.
I know it is.
Really
that's what's
popular.
Crazy. I would watch golf ahead of it. I
oh,
would
I like
watch.
Golf.
How do you feel about golf?
I would
golf.
Watch it ahead of poker. I would also watch
yeah.
bowling
I mean,
ahead of poker.
Are you saying that in a
I do enjoy watching.
Way?
I watch watching poker because I am into the game, so that's fun. But there is some personalities. that they do cover.
That are fun.
That are fun, yeah.
Is it like the Olympics?
There's some crazy motherfuckers out there.
Is it like the Olympics where they'll showcase, this guy came from impoverished and
a little bit. It's not as ridiculous as like Last Comic Standing where you're like, every comic that they put through has to have some sort of sap story or some shit. It's not really like that, but there are definitely some of that where like somebody's fucking wife was in the hospital and they're trying to make money.
Josh Blue didn't really have that.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's got his weird... I mean, he's cool. Yeah, he's sort of a goofy guy for... I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on it.
This guy was an orphan until he turned 38 when he was adopted by a studio full of Hollywood executives.
Yeah.
He turned into a puppy. Welcome to the stage, Edward.
That's
thank you for that, Aaron.
Jesus Christ.
There is an interesting thing that happens is because obviously poker's been going on a long time, so there's all these old school guys who were like, it's almost like old road comics because that's what they were, because there wasn't that many games going on back then, so they would have to travel, and it was just like these old like cowboys basically. It was like dangerous to play back then, so they just had this like a different style of playing. And then the new kids came, like the internet wave came, and the new kids are all about the game theory. They're all about the statistics of everything, and they don't. And that's just an interesting clash of styles of play.
I've always been curious about like illegal games and shit. Like, has that ever been come up? Like, did you ever see The Sopranos?
I played in a game. I used to play in a quote unquote illegal game, just meaning that it wasn't like sanctioned by anybody, but these guys would run this card game out of this hotel in Minneapolis, and it was a real loose
Fargo shit.
Fast game, and it was fun to play. Ooh. In so you'd come in, it was a cash game, meaning that it wasn't a tournament style, so
right,
you'd buy in for what you're buying in for and play it. So it was $300 to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go and play, and it was a good game. It was a loose game, so you could make money. And then
what do you mean the by loose game?
Meaning that players are
sluts.
Getting in there and gambling. Yo. They're not really playing very well, necessarily. They're being aggressive and gambling.
Gotcha.
So if you pick your spots, you can clean up. You can clean up, yeah. But one of the weeks that I did, it was a weekly game, and one of the weeks I didn't go, the game got robbed.
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah, like three guys came in with guns. There was two. They said they had two tables going, so there. Some people you could buy in for $300 or more. So they said that there was like $4,000 in the
Jeez.
Room.
Dude, that's
everybody's money.
That's why you got to use those bank safes at the hotels. You got to
yeah.
make sure you know the code and put the cash in there.
And every time I have a, never mind.
Are there real things in The Sopranos like all night long, 12-hour games?
Yeah, games will go long. I mean, even in playing a casino, like I was just in Vegas and I was doing a club there, and then after the show, I would go down to the club was right next to where they had the card room going. So I would get in a game at like 10 in the morning or 10 at night, and it would go until like they said they didn't close it down until like 11 in the morning. So there are people that would play like all night. Yeah.
And what's a case of ZD?
What's a what?
A case of ZD?
I don't know.
Isn't that what you get at Sbarra?
I don't know what case of ZD is.
I thought it must be a mafia thing.
No idea what
that
is.
They say that when
did you just watch The Sopranos?
Like baked ZD? Like ZD?
Like
pasta?
Pasta. It must be just code.
Maybe it is just
down,
a case of
down for,
case of ZD.
No. There, it was in the poker game. He was like, he's down
a case
of ZD.
Let me look it
down
up.
Down a case of ZD.
Yeah, I guess I could have just looked it up.
Yeah,
case
just ask your book.
Of ZD.
My book of the...
We'll remember when you...
The guy.
No,
we'll just wait. We'll just wait.
Yeah, we'll just...
Actually, the listeners deserve a break. Why don't we, for real...
Is ZD? Is it Z-I-T-T-I?
I imagine it is.
Well, ZD is Z-I-T-I.
Oh, that is what it is. Yeah, it is one T. That's what he was asking.
Fuck that all up.
Let's give a shout-out to our sponsor while we're here.
Yeah, that's right. Parmelo's ZD. Do you want to read it?
Yeah.
The end?
When Lala's too tired to bake anything, I like to sit down with a nice, fresh, frozen box of ZD. I'm Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo Anthony does sound like an Italian.
And I would really like to share with you my favorite homemade
when I'm busy
box of ZD.
Not passing the ball, I like.
You are you a basketball guy?
I like
Steve?
Basketball.
Hell yeah. What's your team? Are you a Wolves guy?
No.
Are
you
a Bucks guy?
I'm more of a Bucks guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
They're doing pretty good right
now.
It's been fun to watch. He's
Well, good for you. We're all very happy for you.
Yeah, are you a Nuggets fan?
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
My kids.
Oh, he's so sorry. Yeah.
We had a good. You guys got a good little run.
It's gonna be a dynasty.
Yeah.
Case of ZD. It's not coming up. We're down in a basement.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
Where but, they smoke weed and don't offer any to their guests. Anyway,
Steve's sour about that because we
probably
have
the kombucha that you could get here.
We have
at
a dad here and Ben, who's whatever he's doing all the time.
He's hanging out. I think he's a streetwalker, but that remains.
Isn't
to be
that
proven.
From Game of Thrones?
Streetwalker?
Yeah.
I think it's from real life. People walk the streets looking for sex.
What do you guys think of Game of Thrones? You guys watch it?
Never seen an episode.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Should I be? Should I mean, I be watching it?
It's pretty good.
My au pair.
I rewatch shit.
Everyone's pissed, but it's good.
I've been watching the Chernobyl miniseries, which is actually really good.
Is it really?
It's really good.
Is it like three episodes? Historical? Like,
yeah, bio thing.
Yeah, but they're like redoing what actually happened, or is
yeah,
it like
exactly?
A,
it's
scripted.
No, it's a scripted historical thing. It's,
that's cool. I'll be interested in that.
Fucked up, and it's just three things.
What show is it on?
HBO. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
What's channel. About?
Which show is that show?
Yeah.
Did I say show?
You did say show.
Channel.
You did. That's why I asked you.
What? Yeah. Okay.
Network. Yeah, it's sick. It's fucked
it's
up.
It's sick, bro.
I mean, it's fucked up, but it's sick. You know what I mean?
Chernobyl was the Three Mile Island that melted down.
Yeah,
in
it
the
was
Ukraine,
part of Russia, right?
In Ukraine.
Ukraine.
It was one of. Yeah. It was worse than that. Did you know they just
maybe
decommissioned?
You should watch it.
They
maybe
just
you should
decommissioned
watch it.
Three Mile Island. It's no more. They can't get any more funding for it. Nobody wants free electricity anymore. They want it.
Maybe
expensive.
We should take shrooms and go to Rocky Flats.
I don't do shrooms.
Nice. I don't either.
You've never done any mushrooms before?
I've never even seen them.
Why are you winking at me right now?
He's
why
not.
Why would you even?
This man has chitrins.
Yeah, I have children, and they don't.
What, you can't eat mushrooms if you have children?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Only in salads.
Yeah, thank you.
They'll take them away? Who is they?
The fucking man. Whoa! Thanks for coming, Steve.
That's Jeff.
Why
in the back
should
here at Mutiny Information Cafe? Our sponsors.
Oh,
I'm cutting
Jesus.
It out. What, you don't like that? Thank you for coming down to the Mutiny Information Cafe.
That was awesome.
Are we seriously done?
No, we're not done.
I mean, we should cut that part
put
it at the end.
It's fine.
No,
I have a question for you, Steve, before you fall asleep.
Steve, is Steve?
That's
Steve?
Jeff.
Oh, hey, Jeff.
Steve.
You're Steve.
What's up, brother?
So you're talking about, like, the battle of the new and the old poker players.
Yeah.
And I think that's really interesting because you have, from what I recall of the days of when it was real popular, is you have these old salts who are, like, they're watching people. That's more, they're more
mm-hmm.
about the interaction, the character of the other players.
Yep.
Whereas, like, the new players are counting cards.
Yeah, the new players are more, it's not just so much counting the cards as it is, like, putting people on ranges. This is what the main game theory optimal is what they call it, and GTO. And what that is like, if we're playing hands, right, I'm playing against you, I'm not putting you on one hand, and I'm not giving a fuck about your facial, you know, tics and all that. I'm putting you on a range of hands, and as the hand plays out, I am eliminating hands of those ranges, so I'm narrowing you down, and that's the whole idea, and I'm playing against your whole range of what you could possibly have.
Can you boil, like, the best players down to having both skill sets? Like,
I think there still is an element of the physical tells, you know? There's still an element of that, and I think...
I have aces! I have them!
There's still an element of that, but
I
just from playing online so much, I don't...
Somehow.
Yeah, I think just from playing online so much that forces you to play the game theory style more.
Does it?
Because you don't see people.
Because you can't see people.
Isn't that so iconic of this generation? Dating,
yeah, it really is.
Online,
kinda.
You don't get
yeah,
any sense of
a
person.
A little bit of that. And it is funny, like, a lot of really good internet players will have hard times, like, when they go to the World Series of Poker, because now they're playing live, and they might have, you know, doing things that they don't even realize they're doing that are physical tells that some of the older players are like, oh, I got that.
Like,
you know,
right
that
clicking
up.
The
yeah.
whole time. They're like, oh, he's doing something with a mouse. He's putting coins in.
Yeah. So that
splashing the pot with his mouse.
So, yeah, it's cool how it's like an old school game that's being modernized, and but still, like, people can use the old ways to.
feels like that would be a secret weapon. Like, oh, I can't. I can do. Yeah. I do probabilities better than anybody. I can figure out ranges better than anything. I see a flop and I know exactly what's coming. Yeah. And then there's like a dude with like weird.
Well, the
eyes.
Thing with the thing with poker is that there's so many people that just like to either play for fun or just like to gamble and don't really study the game, but they have a general idea of how to play. But they'll sit down with a bunch of money. And then those are the people that you're like, all right, this is the guy that you're targeting.
Nice.
You know?
That's no joke because there's a bunch of dads that play, you know, my social circle. They get together all the time.
You should get me in that game.
No, I don't think I trust you.
What?
That's older men.
That would be the play.
But,
why don't you make a deal with Aaron and say you'll give it, like, do it 20,
80
or something.
Usually,
yeah.
You
want to
get you in? Hey, this guy's he's okay. He don't listen to any of my podcasts.
You could pass for like a college kid. It's like, yeah, I met him at down at Rary or something. I don't know.
And that's the thing with poker. Like, you could go into one game. It's like baseball in a sense of like the best team in baseball will still get beat 40% of the time. That's how poker is.
Or have like 10 games.
People get you can get lucky. I mean, even if I'm out playing you, most hands I'm still only a 70% favorite to your 30%. You know what I mean? So you could still get beat in any given day. It's the long run is what poker player. That's like what you're going for is like to consistently put yourself in a position where you are the 70% favorite. And if you do that in the long run, you're going to be making money.
So it's like stand up in that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm stupid.
You
where you're going?
You don't know anything about anything.
It sounds like you got long losing streaks, and then you're trying to go for the long.
Yeah, you're trying to. Yeah,
long
in a way, you're right.
You know what? Fuck you guys.
No, I'm fucking agreeing with you, dude.
Jesus.
And I'm not saying anything.
I'm the one.
I'm not saying anything because I don't
like
you.
With your big ass head and your Arizona shirt.
It's mostly my hair and my shirt. Let me ask you this.
You're an angry little fellow.
Yeah,
right?
He's
I'm not
fucking angry
I'm not
little
that
fella.
Little.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you're getting fatter.
I'm
but
barely
God.
Below average.
How come the fatter you get, the dumber you are?
You really think I'm getting fat?
Oh, you found it. You found it.
No, that's not
his
my
Achilles heel. You
his
found it.
His
underneath.
Achilles meal.
What is your Achilles meal? What's your favorite meal?
I bet it's something out of a plastic
Chipotle.
Bag. Yeah, okay.
What is it?
Plastic bag. That sounds like your
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Don't say it. No.
Okay, but
don't.
What? I mean, that's not just a type of food.
Oh, burritos. Do you want me to give you my Chipotle order? I'll fucking run it down.
Oh, but yeah.
We did this with Brant too. Remember that?
Do we?
Yeah. We
maybe that should be. Maybe we should
well,
have
this
one.
This should be
question.
The new, the whole podcast to be about what you order at Chipotle.
We should.
Which might be more interesting. Anyway, go ahead.
Wow.
We're gonna let her hear a lot about me.
Well, we'll go next. What do you order?
I get a chicken burrito.
No vegetables.
All right. See, this is what this is going to turn into. I don't like it.
I'm curious. I'm literally curious.
Maybe I'll tell you off the air, but, you know, I'm going to get ostracized by Aaron over here. Yeah, there's no sometimes I get fajita veggies and lettuce.
Oh, do you really? Those are the
two veggies there. So actually,
you don't go for the barbacoa?
No. I used to get barbacoa when I was in high school, and then I was like.
That wasn't very long ago.
I grew up. Yeah, it wasn't.
Barbacoa is a shit, dude.
I know. It's spicy and it's good. So I get the chicken, I get rice, black beans, white rice and black beans, and if I'm feeling good, I'll get some extra rice, and then I go over, I get the spicy,
yep.
I get a little bit of sour cream.
Burrito or a bowl?
I already said this, keep up. I'm not going to repeat myself.
Hey, Steve, what did he say?
Don't tell him.
He said burrito.
Jesus Christ.
You got to go to Spar to get
a
burrito.
I don't like, here's the thing, they don't put enough sour cream on with the ladle. You got to ladle that fucker up.
You really love
you
sour cream.
Put
see,
that, get that sour cream. And then, but they overdo the hot salsa, in my opinion.
Interesting. So I like a lot of hot and just a like a tiny bit of sour cream. So that's where we differ because it's just perfect amount. Yeah. And then I go over, what do I get? Oh, corn salsa, lettuce.
It's good.
I get the fajitas, honestly, if they're red bell peppers or yellow bell peppers.
They don't have those anymore.
Yeah, did they
it's
take
the yellow
away?
Ones.
Well, they just, after that Listeria hysteria,
they
got rid of all the fresh veggies.
They had them for a while, and then I think you're right, they got rid of them.
It must
used to
be
so tight there. Chipotle used to be amazing.
Dude, now
everything's they were using, like, local farms and shit. That's all over.
And, you know, they were based in Colorado. They just moved their headquarters to freaking California.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever. They'll always be Colorado born and bred, bro. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People will say they've gone corporate and gone international. I don't care, man.
But I feel like.
Do you know how cool it is to see, like, Chipotle in London and Dubai and Kabul and shit where it will be?
Yeah, when I go to Kabul, I want to be able to get something familiar.
Yeah.
Tacos. Burritos.
You know what kind of vacation you would like? Carnival cruise vacation.
You are a cruise guy, 100%.
You guys should see me halfway around
the world on a boat, and then you get off, you go to Senior Frogs.
No.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
No, I go to Hooters.
Yeah. With your wife. Sorry.
Yeah, of course you apologize.
Why don't you take your wife to Hooters, you fucking asshole?
No, you got to...
Because she's already working there, you schmuck!
Twin Peaks
hey,
or
easy
one of
with the...
Yeah, slurs. It's racist.
I think schmuck means small penis.
Hang on a second, my girlfriend's texting me.
Oh, I bet
tell
it's
her
important.
I say...
Let's take a quick
break. Hey, take it easy,
break.
Bro.
Let's take a quick break and acknowledge our real sponsor.
Mutiny Information
Yeah,
Cafe.
Thank you. They're very nice. Jim is the best. Come on down, get yourself some.
And his
some.
New baby looks just like him. How about that?
Yeah. Tall white man. She's a beautiful
baby. What time?
Baby.
Okay. We'll be done soon.
Do you need to be out of here?
Well, I just want to get over to that
new talent.
Yeah, I actually do too. What time is it? What time is it?
This is going to be the short. This is going to be a 20-minute episode. Is that what you're into?
Is it really?
Well, we're at 35 right now.
Are you serious? No fucking way.
And all this jibber jabber? All I wanted to know.
I see. Wow. That
is
sucks.
Ron Bronson the best? Daryl Bronson?
Brunson, I mean, he was good, but once the wave came, he hasn't really, as far as I know, he hasn't really won a lot of, like, big coveted tournaments.
I feel like old poker players go out like old sports stars. They just go bankrupt because they don't know
I don't
what
think
to
he's bankrupt, but.
I also, I don't know, I mean, he wasn't, I mean, he's famous on the internet. What about Dan Bilzerian? Because didn't he start as a part poker player?
Dan, what's his name?
Dan Bilzerian. He's like a
the
famous
Bells.
Instagram guy. He has like
does he play poker?
He started out as like a poker player and then won a lot of money, I think. And then just like a famous.
I don't know that guy.
Okay.
The guy I follow the most, the guy that I probably learned the most from and continue to study is Jonathan Little. If anyone that's listening is interested in poker, that's the where to start. That guy has so much information out there about how his theories on how to play, and he's written like 12 books.
Where do you go to school?
Read most of them. I'm not sure. He Hard dropped rocks. Out of college.
Yeah.
Went to learn how. He went like he started with $50 on his online account, and he built it up to like $2 million or
Whoa.
Something like that. So he's
Wonderkin.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's won some huge tournaments.
Dan Little, Jonathan Little.
But I actually do like he posts videos on YouTube on like every other day, and there are a lot of stuff like philosophical stuff too about how to like live your life and how to deal with having money and how to protect your money and like be good to people, and like he's actually a pretty interesting dude.
Those are very good lessons. Those
yeah.
are lessons
yeah,
that
yeah,
I would
yeah,
like
yeah,
to learn.
Yeah,
it's
oh
like
yeah.
a Tony
oh
Robbins
yeah.
kind of
I
guy.
Think we should have him
oh
on
yeah.
the podcast.
Oh yeah. He's a real positive dude. And poker talks about a lot about the emotional poker is a very emotional game, and you can lose your control of your emotions and then bluff off your whole stack, and they call that tilting, and that happens a lot. And he talks a lot about how separating your emotions from your money, and how that's a real difficult thing to do. It's very zen.
How do you feel about when you're in a high-pressure situation? Do you feel your emotion? Do you have a good control on your emotions?
Not always, no. Not always.
Wow.
Working on it.
I feel like comedy.
I meditate a lot.
I feel like comedy is a big, because you're a comedian, correct?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of lessons there. I know Noah was trying to draw that conclusion earlier, but I feel like having kind of a cool, calm collection under fire
yeah.
is very helpful.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you're having a bad set or if you're being
yeah,
heckled or something
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
not
I
going your way.
Comes and goes, you know. Sometimes you those high pressure situations, you need to let your brain get on top of you. You know,
sexy brain getting yeah. on top of you.
Meditate, dog. Meditate.
What does meditation look like?
It looks like a guy who is relaxing. That's what it
he's
like.
In line at Chipotle.
He's got his eyes
get
closed
ready.
And he's chilling.
If
the fuck
you
out.
Are at the table, do you ever have like in the movies those little chalk numbers going out like on the side of your head?
Chalk numbers.
Yeah, you're
like
not
doing
familiar.
Math and it's like graphs and stuff. They're
it doesn't
not, like,
actually
actual
come
numbers.
Out of my head.
Do you visualize?
No,
I mean,
it's not. Nobody else can see it. It's
yeah,
just like
I've
you
definitely
can see
visualized
it.
Math problems. Sure. I mean, you got to figure out. It's always about like how much money is in the pot and what your percentage of your hand to win the hand and how much that relates to the pot. And, like so, if you
mental
let's
math.
Say I have a I'm going for a flush draw, and I know that you have top pair. Well, now I know that I'm 40% to win the hand, but there's $1,000 in the pot, and you make an $800 bet into the pot. Well, now I'm only getting a little less than 1-to-1 on my money, so it's not doesn't line up to 40%.
Jesus
so I would
Christ.
Know that, all right, I need to get out of this hand. Unless I feel like I can hit if I do hit the flush, I can get paid off, which is implied odds. That's where the real like skill level comes of like, okay, how much money could I get out of your stack? And then adding that to my math. So
fuck. Yeah, I took statistics and failed. And it's the only class I've ever failed in my life. And
that's hard to believe sometimes. I get it.
I got straight A's this semester, Aaron.
Are you still in college?
I am.
Where are
you
going?
I'm a semester behind. UC Denver.
Yeah, they held you back, huh? Your parents held you back.
Yeah, they held me back twice. They made me do fifth
UC
grade.
UC Denver?
Do you know my microphone's been
so
off this
whole
time?
So that's not the University of Denver. That's the University of Colorado Denver?
Yeah. Yes.
Where is that at? Downtown?
It's downtown, right by Comedy Works.
University
I got into
California.
A really good college.
They have a rock climbing wall
they do.
Over there.
They do.
Yeah.
Do you want to get in with my ID?
I probably could, huh?
Just you, yeah, I'll give it to you.
I've been thinking about going back to school. Sometimes I do.
Yeah,
be
do
a
it.
Doctor.
Hmm?
Would you get another master's or be a doctor?
I don't know. Maybe. I like.
Do you have a lot of extra time?
I like. No, I just don't want to do comedy anymore.
yeah,
I love doing comedy. I love it. Don't get me wrong, but it's a fucking grind, dude. Super grind.
Yeah, do it because college is cool because it's very, very expensive and all the professors are mean. So
are they mean?
No,
I've been thinking
everybody.
About getting into performance psychology if I did go back.
That's a good idea.
Katie Hannon just finished her psychology degree.
Yeah, but it's child psychology.
I know it is. I'm just trying to make conversation. God,
who is this?
No, you know Katie Hannon. She runs a show in Boulder. She's a Denver. It doesn't matter.
She's
very
nice.
Funny.
She did our very,
very nice
first
very
episode.
Funny.
She did our very first episode.
I think that's right. Yes.
Where can you find this podcast?
You can find it at schoolingnoah.com.
Well, you have to come to my apartment and I'll give it to you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to do it. That way people really invest.
I have not been to Noah's podcast apartment,
yeah,
and I'm
so
not going.
He's not going to.
And
I made
dangerous.
It, I made it that way.
Do you masturbate a lot in that apartment?
Your parents are listening.
No.
Do you live at home?
No, I used to. I go home to masturbate.
What
I
is
go
it?
Masturbate in my apartment.
What does it look like?
My apartment?
No, for you when you're masturbating.
It looks
eyes
like
closed, chalk coming out of his ears.
What does that mean?
Formulas, chalk.
Yeah.
Formulas.
From earlier, the callback from my joke earlier.
Yes.
Very funny.
Thank you.
No, I just look regular.
Do you, I mean, are you giving it do you get it a real hard tug or do you, how do you, I mean, are you dry?
Like,
are you doing it dry?
It's
or?
Like snowboard style. Is regular or goofy? Which one is it?
I do it in the mirror, in the shower.
You have a mirror in your shower?
I do now because I put it in there.
Or do you just have the shower curtain open?
Well, now that I think about it, I have two mirrors. So.
Two mirrors. Good.
So you can see your butt.
But you know what's
front.
Weird is the lights are off. So it doesn't actually do anything. So.
Yeah.
How do you guys masturbate?
I do it all over the place.
Yeah, cool.
I find a nice doorknob and I lean into it.
Sometimes I do it while I'm sitting at a table.
Cool.
Can I holding
your
microphone.
Hands?
Isn't it so crazy we do that shit?
I've stopped.
Yeah, I know
you
stop have.
You stopped masturbating?
Since I did it this morning.
Yeah. That's why you've been so mean to me.
Yeah, I've been real loose today, and I think it's because I gave it a good yank, you know? You
I was going
you
to.
Get it out of there. Get that poison out of there.
I was going to before I came over.
Yeah, the poison.
Yeah. I was going to before I came over, but then I was like, I'm going to be just too sleepy.
Yeah, you do get sleepy, I noticed. Now I know why.
Have you ever been with a real life girl, lady?
No, but I have
we're
been.
We're not supposed to talk
yeah,
about
yeah, we're not
that.
Supposed to talk about it.
That's one of his rules.
It's actually written here. They took down the poster, but it was written down
no,
here in the basement.
No, asking if you've ever been with a real life
yeah.
lady.
Yeah.
He has, according to his testimonial.
Yeah, that's right.
Like 100 of them.
100?
At a mall.
That's right. But I do love all the women in my life, except my cousin, who I talk about on stage. She sucks.
You know what? That might just be your way of
no.
asking.
No, it really,
the
by the way.
Wanting to fuck your cousin.
No, by the way, Steve,
right?
It's. No, by the way, it really is not. She truly is the worst.
When
I
you
know.
Ask how Noah masturbates, it's always near his cousin. because of
well,
no,
the
no,
thing.
No, no, it's we're, not because she doesn't.
Get my
our,
anger
our brains are programmed. We are programmed to think our cousins are hot because they have similar genes to us, but they're far enough that we're not going to make like weirdo. All kids.
Right, I guess I can't. I guess I can't stress this enough. That's not the case with
just,
this situation.
Aaron, it just feels like to me that he's into his cousin. Is it me or is it? Do you see it too?
I'm no performance psychologist.
No, Steve.
But I
let
can
me.
Tell he's putting
yeah,
us on.
No, but it sounds like Steve isn't either, and I'd love for him to pursue that and then tell me, but. As somebody who is me, I can tell you that you're both wrong.
You don't do you very well.
I mean,
you know what? Let me tell you this.
We hear what
you're
saying, but it just doesn't.
By the way, let me tell you this. I would love to have a hot cousin, but this is not the case. She also has a bad attitude and sucks.
I had a hot cousin, but and she was adopted.
Then give me the digis. You know what I mean?
Digis? That sounds like a fruit that comes out
of Japan. It sounds like a fruit that comes out of Japan. Fuck you.
Gigi.
And Digi.
Well,
yeah, that does sound
fun.
Funny. Yeah, thank you for coming.
Was this worth your time at all?
No, not at
no.
all.
No, good.
Absolutely not.
That's what I thought, too. It wasn't worth mine, either.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you all came down. And thank you for...
do we need to go longer? I'll go longer. That doesn't really seem like you guys were that interested in poker at all.
We actually learned a lot.
Yeah, I learned what a hand is.
Yeah. You told us the math stuff.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I didn't think about the big boom of the early 2000s, so you brought it up. I think that was important for people to recognize because Texas Hold'em was reserved for hotel rooms to be
knocked off. Is there a stand-up poker group?
I don't know. I've been wanting to get a little game going. That'd be fun. We used to do it in Minneapolis. We used to play.
I guess we should probably start that.
Yeah,
we can do
fun.
It in my
apartment.
It's
fun if you just play like low stakes, you know, hanging out.
A couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, but like...
Yeah.
That's
20
stupid.
Bucks or whatever.
Couple hundred.
Well, none of you guys
bucks.
Have any money, so.
No, but we could do
true.
Other stuff. We could do personal items. Sentimental
that would be
stuff.
Fun. That would be fun, actually.
Let's do.
I have a bunch
we'll
of hats.
Barter. Let's barter, and I'll, people
what
come
be,
to me. I'll
what
be
is
the
your
bank.
Most?
I'll be the pawn shop.
Besides your family, I'm like, what is your most like
treasured item?
Treasured item. That's like an actual like physical item.
The sweatshirt I'm wearing right now. I love
being
it so much.
I'm being fucking serious.
You can't. Yeah, that's a fucking lame.
Physical item.
It can't be your car. Anything
I know my answer, probably.
Something that you have sentimental value.
I have...
The wedding ring that I lost.
Yeah, there we go.
You
lost it?
I know. Not bad.
Probably the blanket that I sleep with. Or...
For real. It is raggedy, and it's his.
I've had it for 22 years.
Wow.
Longer than he's been alive.
Wow. You are into your cousin.
Well, thank you for having me.
What's your favorite?
It's so cool that I can be so vulnerable and open about shit on my own podcast and you guys can still be so sheltered.
I'm very vulnerable. I'm very vulnerable.
I'm eating your baklavas and your fucking, in your fucking grape cakes.
Like a monkey.
I hate my cousin.
I didn't hear that. He loves her.
Would I have written?
I don't know. That feels.
It feels like love.
Oh.
That's a strong emotion to it.
It really is, yeah.
I'm putting it out there. Send me pics of your hot cousin.
Yeah. Where can they send those pics?
Send them to my cousin.
I don't know if I have an item, really. That's probably one of my Grateful Dead t-shirts.
Jesus. Your,
why am I such an asshole for having a blanket that I... and you guys are having...
Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
I'm a big Grateful Dead fan.
You sound like my mom right now.
I am a mom.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes
sense. I'm an old man.
Checks do you know out. Jerry Garcia was a known anti-Semite and racist?
No.
I don't believe that.
That doesn't sound
it's
right
true.
At all.
No, it's true.
I thought he was a doctor
really
of love.
Believe that. Where did you find that out at?
I was reading it.
Snope stuff.
Oh, you read it. Where did you read it?
That will be our next episode. The secret anti-Semitic past of the Grateful Dead and all jam bands.
You've heard how he reads.
Are you Jewish yourself?
My father's Jewish.
Your father's Jewish.
I never did any of this stuff.
Dude, I found my papers for being Jewish.
What's that one place in Minnesota where they all come from? St. Louis Park?
Yeah. What
okay,
about it?
Cool. No, I was just trying to remember the name.
They call it St. Jewish Park.
Do they? That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. You guys got to get out to Edina.
Al Franken is from there.
Edina's tight.
It's nice. They got a nice mall.
Edina's tight.
That's right. No, I learned a lot about poker.
I did too.
Sure.
You didn't seem that into it. I think that was the problem.
I didn't see it. No, I'm the problem.
For somebody who won a poker tournament this morning, came in second place.
I took second place.
Well, of course, you're burned out.
I didn't
you're worn
that.
Out. It's like when you go to the gym and then you try and play basketball.
Yeah,
it worked out.
Yeah.
Well, you have beautiful blue eyes, Steve.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I get that compliment a lot.
Oh, well, now I take it back.
Yeah, Aaron.
Yeah, you have a big fat fucking head, don't you? I don't know how you would ever be able to wear
your own head.
Yeah. And almost no neck.
Somebody look at my eyes.
And barely a neck.
I don't have a neck.
You're wearing.
Too much blue.
Somebody stop this.
Well,
somebody stop me. Or
that all right. Well, I think we're sufficiently warmed up. Let's start.
All right.
Welcome to the podcast.
You don't look so good. I'm sick. Thank you for coming.
Was that a good script? Did you like that? Okay, he's busy. I just need a compliment here. I can't get one.
I liked it, Aaron.
Thank you.
So I can't sign up for the new faces right now?
It's way too late. New faces?
Or new, whatever, the new talent night?
New
Today
talent.
Is Tuesday, so new talent
yeah.
night.
What do you mean sign up?
Aren't
don't
you
I have to go down and sign up to the list?
Yeah,
aren't
by,
you a
by
pro?
By like seven.
Oh, okay.
Aren't you on the pro list?
No, I just moved here, so I have not. I've been fighting with, not fighting, but I've been trying to get Wendy to do
oh,
it.
Oh, we don't
but,
have to put the,
but
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this will come off.
Yeah, it. We'll turn this part off.
Why don't you hit the stop button, Noah?
Is it the red
no,
one?
No, hit the stop button, the square.
Square.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
Okay, we can go home now.
Jesus.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Mutiny Transmissions is a media service that provides podcasts, video, and live shows recorded inside and outside of Mutiny Information Cafe, located at 2 South Broadway in Denver, Colorado.